You're with SBS Radio.
Australia's oldest bank stands accused of compromising the country's national security. Anti-money laundering regulator AUSTRAC alleges Westpac failed to report $19.5 million international funds transfers over 5 years. AUSTRAC CEO Nicole Rose has described the banking giant's behaviour as a serious and systemic non-compliance.
Westpac failed to pass on information about the origin of international funds transfers and keep records as required by law. This resulted in a significant loss of intelligence to AUSTRAC and our national security and law enforcement partners.
The bulk of the transactions in question are linked to payments between Australia and Southeast Asia. The transfers total $11 billion. Ms Rose says AUSTRAC is concerned some of the breaches could have links to child exploitation.
Westpac failed to carry out appropriate customer due diligence on high-risk transactions to the Philippines and Southeast Asia concerning known financial indicators relating to potential child exploitation risks.
In a 48-page statement filed with the federal court, AUSTRAC cited one example where a customer who had prior convictions on child exploitation offences was sending money to the Philippines. The bank, it alleges, learnt of his conviction in June this year, but did not carry out prompt and appropriate due diligence. Up until August, the customer continued to transfer more than $2,000 to the Philippines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed outrage over the allegations.
I'm appalled. I'm absolutely appalled. But what it also shows is two things. The banks need to keep lifting their game, but it also shows that our cop on the beat, AUSTRAC, is doing their job.
Westpac CEO Brian Hartzer says the transactions are unacceptable and he is personally appalled by some of them. He's committed the bank to assisting AUSTRAC and law enforcement agencies to stop financial crime. AUSTRAC has applied to the federal court for civil penalty orders to be made against the bank. The allegations could lead to a huge fine for Westpac. And the markets have responded with the bank's shares hitting a six-month low. Andrew Grant is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney's School of Business.
The magnitude of the damages that the market is expecting seems to be quite high. 2.3% of a multi-billion dollar company is a very large amount of money. It speaks to the compliance and the perceived lack of attention that's been paid by Westpac in the past to risk processes.
The Commonwealth Bank was fined a record penalty of $700 million in 2018 after breaching similar protocols, violating the laws on 53,000 occasions. Westpac's breaches exceed 23 million. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.